The British government is warning that the country's fuel crisis is likely to last for at least another week. Gas stations across Britain have had to shut down because a shortage of truckers has led to widespread lack of available fuel. As special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports from Brighton on the southern coast of England, the problems appear to be one of the side effects of Brexit.
Illuminated gas station signs at night are like homing beacons for Britain's fuel-starved drivers.
It's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning, and I can't believe that just a half an hour ago I woke up and I thought, oh, I don't have any petrol, I'd better go and get some, because this is about the only time of night you can get it.
That is, if you don't want to waste time and even more fuel during daylight hours waiting in a gridlocked line at a gas station that's just had a delivery. Sure enough, shortly after dawn, this facility was besieged. Britain has 8,300 gas stations, and according to industry analysts, more than a quarter of them are empty. For those who don't use public transport or cycle, the fuel famine is becoming what the understated British regard as irritating. Artist Jessica Christie Miller.
I had my sister Charlotte staying with me, who has learning difficulties, right, and I couldn't get her back to Kent. My husband's broken his knee, and I have to get him to the hospital. It's getting expensive in taxis and alternative travel arrangements.
What do you think is the real core reason?
It's clearly a combination of Brexit, coronavirus, and a lack of being happy to keep the same workers that we've had.
She's not alone in blaming the crisis on Britain's exit from the European Union. Many voters voted for Brexit to end the right of other Europeans to live and work in Britain. Many of Britain's truckers came from Eastern Europe. Feeling underpaid and unloved, thousands returned home during the pandemic. Businessmen like Usman Ahmed are losing faith in the competence of Boris Johnson's Conservative government.
It's a bit farcical, to be honest. That's been run very poorly at the moment. Can you solely blame the government for something like this? Well, I think foresight would have been quite useful.
It wasn't long before this gas station ran out of diesel. The government is spinning this as a temporary supply blip. It says it has a battalion of military drivers ready to go. It's also granting emergency visas to 5,000 foreign drivers. Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng.
I'm not guaranteeing anything. All I'm saying is that I think the situation is stabilising. I think people realise that this will pass.
Just 3 miles away from this gas station at the Labour Party annual conference, opposition leader Keir Starmer twisted the knife.
Prime Minister, either get a grip or get out of the way and let us step up and clear up this mess.
As the crisis continues, opinion polls suggest most Britons would prefer Starmer to Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. Johnson, a former journalist, blamed the media for the crisis.
Unfortunately, there was a slightly misleading account of something which got leaked and caused a big, totally understandable surge in public demand. We think we can, you know, the actual number of lorry drivers that were short in that particular sector isn't very big.
Britain is short of at least 90,000 truckers, and without them, supply chains for gas and other businesses are in jeopardy. Business analyst Nick Peters worries that Britain is becoming an international laughingstock.
The great promise post-Brexit was that the UK would be free to develop a new global power base and become this entrepreneurial hotspot. The fact of the matter is, at the moment, that given these crises, the country is riven with disagreements over how to go forward. People don't have any faith in the government at all. We're in a desperate time in this country. At the moment, people are looking at us from overseas and just wondering what the heck is going on.
Across the channel in Brussels, European policy analyst Sophie Pornschlegel says Britain's former partners are more concerned than amused.
UK politicians and especially Brexiteers really backed themselves into a corner and now they can't get out of it. They said that we would have opportunities with Brexit that just didn't happen. And what you see now is the negative consequences to not have freedom of movement.
The fear in Britain is that this shortage is just a taste of things to come. And it'll be worse by Christmas. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Brighton.